Welcome to the Oleander Sunset Podcast, and I am your humble host, Eddie McGee. This is episode 7, and we'll call this one Physical Insecurities. Let me say this. I don't believe that like absolutely no one, there is not one person on this fucking planet that is 100% secure within themselves. There is always something that you are going to be insecure about because it is the human experience. Now, let me say this. When we're talking about physically, some people have that part figured out, right? Sometimes people are delusional. They're like, I'm the finest. I'm the most handsome, finest nigga in the world. And it's like, brother, you smell like piss and your shirt's dirty and your haircut's fucked up. But if you feel great, I'm happy for you, dog, right? but I think physical insecurities is something that's plaguing a lot of people, men and women. And I'll say this. I think comparison is the thief of joy. And that's where it starts, comparison. I'll give you a little bit of backstory on me, okay? So we go back to the 90s, 95, 96. I'm in elementary school. And there's this girl I like a lot. Her name is Vanessa Gutierrez. All right. I'll give her a name because there's so many women with that same name. But I'm pretty sure it's been many, many years. Well, anyways, I had a massive crush on this girl. And I used to always make her laugh. And I used to be a class clown just to get her attention and shit. And, you know, I used to disrupt the class and she would always laugh and I wouldn't be doing my classwork. She always did hers. She always stayed on task, but I was always fucking around. And, you know, one day I finally mustered up the courage to pass her a note because back then we didn't have text messaging. So we would have a little note and I would pass a note like, I like you. Do you like me too? And I'm sure that the punctuation was fucked up because, I mean, I'm a fucking fifth grader, man. Cut me a break, goddammit. Okay. Well, anyways, I sent, give it a note and, it sits on her desk for a while and, you know, the class is about to end. And finally, she kind of like balls it up and throws it in the trash. And it just sunk me into the fucking ground. It hurts so bad. Like it, especially as a kid when that happens. But that was one thing. I already felt horrible. But what happened is there was this kid named Russell that was in the classroom with us. And he was like this conventionally handsome young man. And he looked like he was like on fucking Nickelodeon in the 90s or was it the Disney Channel? He looked like one of those kids. He looked like fucking Zac Efron in his fucking adolescent years. Anyways. So, you know, he passes her a note on a separate occasion and I see her smiling. Right. She's smiling at this guy and I'm just like, fuck. And then they go off to recess and they have fun with each other. And I'm like, oh, my God, like my fucking fifth grade heart is just I just felt terrible. And I remember that vividly because of how it made me feel. But here's the thing. I think that I'll say this, too. Women don't owe you anything, regardless of, you know, any situation. Women owe you nothing. So accepting rejection is a part of the human experience. And as a little kid, I learned it early because I was rejected a lot. You know what I mean? And even as an adult, it happens, right? But, you know, yeah, that one more specifically, it stuck out to me. But I think what it did is it made me realize how the real world operates. We could have this whole body acceptance movements and, you know, I don't care about looks and, you know, all these things that people say, they really don't mean it. If you pay attention to society, society will show you what's in and what's not. If you look at all your favorite actresses and actors, they're all attractive. At least 90% of them are all attractive, right? That is just how it works, okay? Me, I'm a person that's very average looking at best, and that's not because I'm insecure. That's because I realize my space in this world, and it allows me to move accordingly, okay? That is just the reality. There are men who are more conventionally attractive, and they live in another dimension because if you could walk up to a woman with all the confidence in the world, like, hey, my name is Eddie. You know, you interest me. I'd like to take you out for some dinner, you know, have some dinner and some adult beverages. You know, how does that sound? You're like, let me think about it. I'm not sure, but I mean, I guess I'm not sure. But and you're like, okay, hey, you have a good one, right? Very lukewarm, right? She's not really feeling you like that. But then all of a sudden, some dude comes by, 6'4", green eyes, you know, light skinned dude, muscles and shit. He's like, hey, what's going on? My name's David. Let's go chill. Oh my God. Okay. Here's my number. That is the reality for different people. That is, and it's just what it is, right? And there's pros and cons to everyone. There are some women who, you know, who do have like pretty privilege, but at the same time, their whole life is not privilege. Like there's always some downside to it. Like a woman being pretty, when she walks in the room, they just figure she's a pretty face and she doesn't know anything else. They just automatically assume she's fucking stupid or she just wants to fuck somebody. Like society has a very weird way of comprehending just people, you know, especially when they see that they're attractive. But anyways, let's get back to the main topic. It's weird that we live in a society that we're obsessed with vanity, right? And we're so obsessed with vanity that we don't prioritize things that actually move the needle, right? We don't appreciate like women who are actually smart and who could articulate themselves well and who are great friends and decent people. The first thing that we look at, the very first thing, is how attractive they are. And if they're not attractive enough to us, we just throw them down the fucking, we just throw them away. That's what we do. That's who we are as a society. We're not a very accepting society of people, and we act more progressive than we really are. We're not that progressive. We have all kinds of different we have all kinds of different preconceived notions about people when they come in. When a person's fat and they come in a room, oh, this lazy motherfucker. What is they doing? They want a job here. They're too fat. I'm not hiring them. And then the buff guy walks in. Oh, I think you would be great for this job. He might be the stupidest, laziest, dumbest motherfucker ever. But because the dude is yoked and he's fucking jacked, right? And he's got veins all in his biceps and shit. They're going to hire this guy because he looks like, you know, he goes to the gym a lot. So he has to be a hard worker. Man, I've been around a bunch of lazy buff motherfuckers before. They work out hard in the gym, and that's the only place they work out. That's the only place they, that's the only thing they do that materializes into something is their physical appearance. Everything else, they're failing. They fucking got a failing marriage. They got a fucking failing job. Everything fails except for them being buff. I've seen that too. But, yeah, I'm going all over the place. I went on a tangent. Yeah, man. But I think the beginning of the insecurities do start based on what society accepts versus what society rejects. And women are dealing with this just as men are. So we're not in this boat by ourselves. There's a lot of women who probably they grew up flat chested and all their cousins had big breasts and she probably liked this dude and the dude kind of gave her the cold shoulder, but he's like, what about your cousin, Denise? What about her? And it's just because your cousin had big breasts and you were flat chested. It just reminded you of how flat your chest was. This is just what happens sometimes to people, man. It's what happens. There's some dude out there that's insecure because he's short. Like that. You can't change who you are, what you have, or whatever the case. Now, I'll say this. I think we got to start taking a little more pride in the odds it took for us to even be here. Okay. I seen this little article here. It says the truth is that the odds of your existence are lower than the odds of winning the lottery. The odds of the exact version of you being born are around 1 in 400 trillion. That means that your own birth equates to winning the Mega Millions jackpot 1.33 million times. So the fact that you are here is more important than anything, man. We also live in the most technological society in American history. So you have so many things that you can take advantage of, right? Which is, that's just another conversation. But I think we should take more pride in that, the fact that we're here, man. And every day above ground is a great day. You might be here with little titties. Okay. You might not have a lot of booty. Okay. You might have a little penis. Okay. You might have, I don't know, you might be really short. Who knows? All I know is the fact that you're here, you fucking won already, man. You won. And nobody realizes that. We want to go out and do all these things. You know, women are getting these cosmetic surgeries. Men are getting cosmetic surgery. It's not just women. And matter of fact, we need to have a conversation around the BBLs and stuff. And here, and there's why. A lot of women are getting shit for these BBLs, right? They're saying like, oh, we want natural women again, man. What about the natural women? This is ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I look here. I'm all for women being natural too, but I got to look at the men and have a conversation. Are we not going to talk about men doing steroids? Because it's a lot of men doing it, right? The conversation around women is, hey, you wouldn't look like that if you didn't get a BBL. Hey, my brother, you wouldn't look like that if you didn't put a needle in your butt. Can we have the same conversation? Because it's not, you wouldn't look like that if you didn't take steroids, sir. Right? There's a lot of things that men and women are dealing with, man. And they go to doing steroids or getting breast implants or BBL or whatever it is. And a lot of it has to do with how we perceive ourselves based on what we are, what we're viewing, the things we view on social media. We have to be careful with what we follow, man. That's why I'm very particular about the things I follow on social media, because I understand that your thoughts and the things you see and your thoughts can become things, right? They could become things. I've even heard some people, like, you know, I guess they're trying to be self-deprecating or whatever, and they say these little jokes, but sometimes you gotta watch people when they do that. They'll be like, ah, I'm just a lazy fat piece of shit. Ah, it doesn't matter. And you'd be like, hey, man, don't keep talking about yourself like that. Like, don't keep saying those things, because you're going to start to subscribe to those things. And before you know it, you're going to fucking hate yourself, and you shouldn't hate yourself. It is not OK to beat yourself down. I don't care if you are in a position that you don't like. I don't care if you're a person that you're overweight, or you have small breasts, or your dick is small, or whatever it is. You should not talk about yourself like that. Because all the things that, like, in your mind, you probably hope that if you were in better shape, people would perceive you different, or if you were taller, or if you have bigger breasts. But if people are going to, if it's going to take somebody to objectify you to actually accept you as a person, then that's not the fucking person you want around anyways. Am I right? Am I right? Come on, folks. Come on now. I think we all deal with some level of insecurity, but I will say this too. I think that it's crazy. Half the shit that you notice about yourself, people don't even notice. You're like, oh, my fucking eyebrows, they connect. My eyebrows are, God damn, somebody's driving by in a fucking, they're drag racing. Jesus Christ. It sounded like a airplane. Anyways, man, this motherfucker still going. God damn, I know this mic is picking that shit up. This motherfucker, jeez. Anyways, they'll be like, oh, my eyebrows go all the way across, I look like Anthony Davis. Fuck, people don't care that you look like fucking, what's her name, Frida, the painting with the unibrow. No one gives a fuck that your eyebrows look like that. Actually, it is kind of funny, I ain't gonna lie. If you walk around with your eyebrows going all the way across, I might crack a joke. I knew this one dude that had the eyebrows that went across and it looked like the fucking McDonald's arches. I'm like, dude, you got to do something about it. He's like, do what, man? It's fine. I'm like, all right, man, I'm sorry. You got a fucking whole McDouble going across your fucking forehead. Edge it up, man. Do something. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm all over the place, man. Jeez. I hope everyone's doing well, man. Because I know, you know, I have an idea of what people are dealing with. I don't want to act like I know. But yeah. Yeah, man. This is I don't have a whole lot more. I just went on a little mini rant. But I think we have to do a better job of having a better assessment of who we are. And I think we have to also look at all the nuances that go into what make people insecure. I'll say this, though, too. There are certain things that people can do, or people that you would believe that cared about you, that they can do it. It'll make you even more insecure. Like, fellas, I'm going to say this. I got to talk about the men here. We got to be more careful about what we're consuming, because if you're married or you have a girlfriend and you're consuming a bunch of these images of women who have big asses or really big breasts or whatever, fitness models, all of this, right? Let's say your girlfriend doesn't have a lot of butt. She's got a small butt. But every page you follow is these girls with these big, juicy asses, just big old squat booties. They got big old breasts and your girl's flat chested. You have no idea how much that shit is destroying her fucking self-esteem. It is destroying her self-esteem badly. Be careful what you're consuming. Let me put it in this way. Imagine how it would make a dude feel, right? If this dude knows he ain't very well endowed, he's on the smaller side of the spectrum. He don't got much dick, if just for in layman's terms, he got a small cock, right? So imagine your girlfriend, right? And everything she's following on social media is dudes with huge dick prints in their pants, and that's what she's following. Imagine what that would do to her husband or boyfriend's self-esteem if that's what she was following. So we have to be cognizant of the things that we're doing, because sometimes we're making it worse for other people, man. Just think about it, right? I don't know if people think this deep, but I tend to do that. I'm a very, how do I say? What's the word? I guess I'm pretty analytical, I guess you could say. So I tend to analyze things on a pretty deeper level. I really consider other people when I do things. Sometimes, you know, it's just, you know, the absence of something, you may not realize you're doing it, but let's try to be a little more hypervigilant and realize that sometimes we're adding to a person's insecurities by what we do. Right? I'll end with this. Whenever you feel that something's not right about you, you just need to consider the odds of you being born, because you already made it, man. You're here. You got one life. You got one body, and that's all you have, man. And I know it sounds very cliche, and I know I sound like a fucking, what do you call it? Like an Instagram quote, but you have to learn to be okay with what the fuck you got, man. Gotta be okay with it. Fellas, you got to be okay with it. Also, too, we talk about women with the BBLs. If they had a fucking DDL, you know how many dudes would be getting dick surgeries? You know how many Dominican dick lifts people would have, man? That'd be a crazy time, man. That'd be tough for women. Everybody'd be 12 inches. Jesus Christ. Women would be getting wrecked, man. That'd be a terrible time. I couldn't go that far, man. I couldn't get no DDL, man. I'm glad I got a nice penis. All right, let's go ahead and end this podcast, man. For all those that made it to the end of this podcast, I genuinely appreciate you taking the time out of your day to check this out. Thank you for listening to the 7th installment of the Oleander Sunset Podcast. You have a blessed day. Peace.